Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is straight up top of the hour. This is the final segment for our guest today, and I wish we had another 2 hours to talk with James Norman. The book is The Oil Card, and you can go to The Oil Card, or you can also get it at Amazon. And he says that this is all a geopolitical game that's going on. It's not a very pretty game either, a geopolitical weapon that is being used by our country and every other country. Let's go back to the callers, and let's see, who do we have on? Dave, John. In New York. Oh, John in Texas. I'm sorry, yeah. John in Texas, go ahead, please.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering, is there any further comment about how the oil majors kind of as a metaphor for political process that's going on in this country and around the world. How do the majors get used as tools for, you know, the puppet masters, the New World Order, et cetera?
Okay, let me ask him that question. And Mike,
as I mentioned, the Chinese are interesting in this regard. When they analyze Western oil companies, they regard them as if they were state-owned enterprises. I think there's a general perception that the oil companies control the government. No, I think it's the other way around. The government has so much control over these companies that they really have to be very careful how they behave in relation to our government and other governments.
But my question also would be, is this where the Trilateral Commission comes in to try and herd all these oil company cats together? It seems like there's got to be something that is aligned above them that says, thou shalt do this. Am I correct on that, Trilateral?
What you have to keep in mind, we live in a national security environment, which is dominated by the national security state. It's basically a nameless, faceless, unregulated power unto itself. What the political process you see out there is really kind of the professional mud wrestling version of geopolitics. I'm afraid I'm going to have to run and take another call here, but this has been extremely enjoyable for me. I hope your listeners have been able to bear with me on this stuff, and I wish everybody well for the coming year.
Well, thank you very much. And yeah, we just had another 2 minutes, but that's okay. I just want to let you know that we're getting emails that people are saying this is a terrific education, and thank you so very much for joining us. So go do what you've got to do, and we'd love to have you back on again and where we can explore this issue even more. Thank you so very much.
If you want to forward those emails to me, I'll try and respond to them.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day, and thank you for joining us, James Norman. TheOilCard.com. And in the next hour, we're going to do some more news, because there's a lot of news that has been missed over the past few days, because there's so many pranks, I want to say, that they are creating that we need to talk about. So many things that are brought into our focus for a reason. And if we let them go, sometimes we miss some of the direction. And just to let you know that the Dow is up today, doing fairly well, and most of the markets are in the green today, most of the foreign markets. Gold is, let's see, I think gold was down $9 a little while ago when I saw that. But
yeah, the Dow's up almost 181.
Yeah, 181 points. And let's see what oil is sitting at now. It's just continuing.
49.13.
$49.13, and gold has dropped $8 today. Doesn't make any sense, does it? It's down to $12.11, but at least it's over the 1200 benchmark, though. So such is life, literally, in the United States. So in the next hour, we're going to continue with news, and then we'll take some phone calls. Don't call in yet, though, because I don't want you to have to wait and wait and wait. So we've got lots to talk about that's happening around the world. This New York situation is getting more and more intriguing as time goes on as to who is supporting all of the people that are demonstrating. Where is this all coming from? And where is this country headed? And I do think that we have some major, major issues. And I also want to mention the top 5 emergency first aid items you probably don't even realize were medicine, and unsafe arsenic levels in rice and poultry. That's a huge story. So many people are testing now for high arsenic because of eating grocery store poultry. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and Josh. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, third hour of the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour, stock market 172 in the green today. It's not going to last. And listening to the Fox Business News yesterday and how they are talking in terms now of heading for the exits, one of the talk show hosts made a statement, people are going to head for the exits. And he said, no, they already have headed for the exits.
And where are they going? And you know, what does that mean, really?
Well, it means people are getting out of stocks.
Getting out of stocks, yeah.
They're getting out of stocks. The price is dropping. They don't have an investment. They don't want an investment in stocks, and they're looking for another avenue. Where it's going to be, I don't know. But gold is down 810 again today, or 790 now. And where that's going, we don't know. But let me talk about some news that I think we need to address. Things like, we were talking about prices dropping a while ago. Our prices should be dropping, you would think, with the price of oil going down. Since so many things are a byproduct of the oil business. But instead, olive oil is going almost skyrocketing as a price. So people are warning are being warned, you might want to get some olive oil, of all things. But, you know, I honestly believe it's going to be everything. It's not just olive oil.
Coffee's gone up. You know, chocolate is skyrocketing. I mean, that's not, you know, a necessity, but for me it is.
A dreadful 12 months of olives in several major producing countries has led to 2014 being labeled the black year for the industry of olives and to the doubling of the bulk cost of olive oil in some areas. So not a good situation at all for the olive.
Get your olive oil at the Power Hour.
That's right.
Bragg's.
We have got Bragg's olive oil, and it's organic. Mm-hmm. And if you use olive oil, it's like anything else. Use the organic version of it, because if you don't, you're getting all the pesticides in all the olives.
Well, not only that, there's a lot of misconceptions about what you're actually getting with some of the olive oil that you're buying at these grocery stores, you know.
Exactly. Is it really olive?
Right. There's a lot of different names that they like to put on there, you know.
That's for sure. That is for sure. The same thing as the corn fructose, high fructose corn syrup. They're changing those names also. Homeland Security Department blunder opened a door to cybersecurity attacks of power and water systems. I doubt they're going to tell you that that's what they have done, but a Freedom of Information Act request was filed by DHS for documents on Operation Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, if you'd like to check that out, which was a cyber attack on Google. The department responded with 800 pages of documents, according to Patrick Tucker of Defense One. But the documents weren't about Operation Aurora. They were instead on something called Aurora Project, which in 2007 demonstrated how easy it would be to disable the nation's electric and water supply grid.
Wow.
And they know it. And nothing has been done, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Homeland Security does. They spend gazillions of dollars on doing programs and projects and research just to find out how bad it is, and they do nothing to repair it. Does that not tell you something? And air regulators ban visible chimney smoke from wood stoves in the Eugene, Oregon area. Wood stove owners in the Eugene, Springfield area have been pouring on the fuel during a cold snap. And air quality regulators say a buildup of pollution means the burning has to be stopped. A ban on visible chimney smoke could last through Sunday when the warmer weather is expected.
That is unbelievable.
What are they thinking?
People have been burning wood for thousands of years.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
What are they thinking?
I don't know. That's the, you know, that's how we heat our house.
Well, are we ready, guys? Where is your line in the sand? Where is your line in the sand? Are you going to say, oh, okay, well, we won't burn anything and we won't keep warm and we'll just go ahead and freeze to death? Whatever you say. Are you kidding me?
What if you can't pay for these high, you know, heating oil prices?
They don't even have it in their house, probably. You know, these people burn wood because they burn wood.
Right. I don't have, you know, a propane heater or anything like that.
Yeah, no backup system.
Right. You know, I go out, cut wood, heat my house. That's, you know, I don't want to spend money on these corporations that, you know, supply these heat. And they just rate, remember last year we had the propane shortage in the state. It was awful. Mm-hmm.
Ah. Oh.
Plenty of wood around, though.
Yes, that's true. Well, in some areas. Yeah. Could the ineffective flu shot be causing, you know, now this story is one of those that drives you up the wall because, first of all, CDC came out and said, we kind of missed the mark on this vaccine this year. It's only going to help about 25% of the cases. Really? You think so?
Didn't they say to get two?
Yeah. And they said, so
go ahead and get two.
Yeah. Better if you go get another one.
It's ridiculous.
And then that'll help. Fox 4, though, in Kansas City. Fox 4 News in Kansas City reported the story of a local woman who died from the flu complications, and she had a flu shot. She was a nursing student, required to get the flu shot, and she died from it. So now the question is, from Health Impact News, could the ineffective flu shot be causing the severe flu outbreaks?
No.
I believe it is.
Well, absolutely. It's just like the whooping cough. And, you know, it's only the children that were vaccinated or the people that were vaccinated that were getting that.
That's right.
You know, even the CFR is saying unvaccinated people are healthier than vaccinated people.
Now, wait a minute. The Council on Foreign Relations, we're supposed to believe, is giving us a report that unvaccinated people are healthier than vaccinated.
This comes from the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice, and it says the Council on Foreign Relations recently published a disease map purporting to show that disease outbreaks are the fault of the unvaccinated. While the mainstream media ran the story, they missed the fact that the CFR map shows the highest disease outbreaks are in the most vaccinated areas.
Because we are so stupid, we will never be able to figure that out. Well, somebody did and looked at that and said, wait a minute, people who are not vaccinated are healthier in those countries than the vaccinated.
Crazy.
Newly renamed high fructose corn syrup contains toxic mercury.
Yes.
All of you need to understand that if there is anything that says high fructose corn syrup in it, you need to run from it.
Well, now they're changing the name. They've been changing the names for a while, or the name for a while now. Now that they're just calling it fructose, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see fructose, you got to run away from it.
I have seen that lately. I have seen just fructose being placed in there as the name, and I am definitely concerned that that is part of their ploy to know that we are so stupid we cannot read and we cannot figure things out. And that's what they want you to believe, but the majority of people are still there, unfortunately. Did you know that painkiller overdose has decreased dramatically since the state started approving cannabis? You know, the biggest problem was painkiller overdoses.
Sure, yeah.
Because it just takes away your breath, literally.
Right.
You can't breathe, and it causes an overdose with the prescription painkillers. Well, there's been a 25% drop in fatalities in the states where they have cannabis.
That is amazing.
That is. Cat owners, beware. I don't have that story pulled up here, but I want to tell you that there are 10 things that they talk about here that you need to be worried about if you have cats that might concern you. 10 hazards that can be harmful around your home. And I don't know, Josh, do you have those 10 things pulled up here?
I do not, no.
Okay, we'll try to get to that here. I apologize for not having that. But that is, we need to be aware of these animals and their needs, because we can't think that just everything is okay and no problem and we just can do whatever we want with our animals. And especially I want to get back to the issue of being careful of your animals during the cold weather. Please, please, please be careful of your animals now during this cold weather. It is so scary to see that these animals are put out there and left by people thinking that because they've got a quarter of a hair, a quarter of an inch of hair, that they're warm. They are not. And I cannot stress it enough. Make sure they have water. Did you know that animals dehydrate more during the cold weather than they do during the warm weather? Yes. More during the cold weather than they do during the warm weather. So please, please, please take advantage of and make sure your animals are okay right now. Please, please make sure your animals are okay. It's just, it keeps me awake at night. I think about it all the time. It just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I can't even sleep sometimes when I know these animals are hurting and cold.
I wanted to talk about this thing where hospitals are exposing critically ill children to harmful glyphosate levels. It's pretty incredible. The situation is that, do you know what Pediasure is?
Pediasure, sure.
Yeah, the internal.
It's electrolyte.
Electrolyte drink. Well, it's mainly GMO maize and GMO soy, which both are sprayed with glyphosate, Roundup. We'll just call it Roundup, during the growing season, and then again at harvest time. And they're finding incredible levels, like crazy high levels of the Roundup in these things. And so they're, that's an internal where they feed it. It's for critically ill children. So I'm assuming they feed it through a tube. So
I think you can take it, drink it also, but I think, and Pediasure is something I think they can use through feeding tubes.
Right. And, okay, so if, Pediasure has it. What other, think about infant formulas, Pedialyte, which is a drink as well, I believe.
Uh-huh.
It's very scary. So if you think you're giving your children what they need through these substances, you are mistaken.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You rethink what you're feeding your children. It'd be better if they had water. At least you'd be doing no harm.
Well, it amazes me how many people still feed formula to their babies.
Right.
I mean, that stuff is just nasty. I mean, look on the label of any of that stuff and then tell me that that's good for those children. It is not. There's no way it can be good. And there's sure no way it can be as good as for as if babies were being breastfed.
Right.
Also, $5 million worth of Bitcoin is missing. Did you wonder why Bitcoin dropped hugely down around $300? Well, about... Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Thank you for joining us. It is 7 January. It is in the third hour of the Power Hour today. Josh is joining me in the studio, and I want to apologize to Scott. I missed the break. That was not his fault, so I want to take total responsibility for that little goof up. We're going to be covering the news today, and then we're going to go to phone calls. So we'll let you start lining up if you'd like to now. Just to let you know that gold is at 1210, silver is at 1651. You know, silver has been incrementally moving up very slowly, but Bitcoin is now 286.40. Think about that, 286.40. Remember, it went way up to what, over $1,200 at one point? And has really taken a dive recently, and a lot of it doing to the fact that much of it was missing. How many times have we heard missing bitcoins? That tells you right there, digital money is probably a thing of the future, right, if it can be manipulated and money laundered.
It happened again on Monday. Did you know that? Like 5.0. According to Wired magazine, early Monday, a UK and Slovenia-based Bitcoin exchange called Bitstamp announced that it would be going offline while it investigated a security compromise of some portion of its stored currency that occurred over the weekend. And in a statement to Wired, the company said that less than 19,000 Bitcoins were stolen in the attack. That may not seem like a lot, but that equals $5.1 million, and warned users to immediately stop making deposits to any addresses it issued before 4 a.m. Eastern Time Monday. Meanwhile, Bitstamp users' money remains frozen in the company's account. And there's also, this is interesting, a small Denver-based precious metals dealer named Imagine Metals announced something very strange. It's going to pay its staff in Bitcoin. It reported in a press release that its entire staff will voluntarily accept a portion of individual employee paychecks in Bitcoin in 2015 through a new service called Bitwage. The CEO said the company is taking this action to advance its ability to function fully in Bitcoin going forward. So they're hedging. They're trying to push this thing forward. His name is Stephen McCaskill, and he will accept $40,000 of his annual salary in Bitcoin to demonstrate his support for Bitcoin.
Whoa!
What's also interesting to me is that this announcement came on the heels of the Imagine Metals August 2014 decision to no longer accept U.S. dollars after 2016.
Wow.
Very strange. Maybe a marketing ploy for them, or he may be fully invested in Bitcoin. I don't know. It's just very strange.
But
if I can't hold it in my hand, I don't want it.
No kidding. Yeah. No kidding. Let me just give you an update. 12 people have been killed in that Paris cartoon magazine that ran the Muhammad cartoons. And they tweeted an ISIS joke an hour before the attack. I'm not sure what ISIS jokes are all about, but, we should have asked him about, James Norman about
ISIS
and oil.
Oh, and they're new, aren't they coming out with a new bank?
They're coming out with a new bank, and they're going to have their own oil companies, and they're just getting really, really industrialized.
It's the new caliphate.
The new caliphate, yes. Probably have a credit card also from, and a debit card from ISIS, too. Anyway, they say that because they tweeted an ISIS joke an hour before the attack, that's why the attack occurred. Really? Come on. And now also a car bomb has exploded outside a synagogue in Paris. More and more and more. We don't have an update on the active shooter situation at Texas at the VA hospital. The doctor did die. He was wounded initially, and then he did die later on. The hospital system, which is near Fort Bliss, the shooter apparently died also. And by the way, the shooters at that Paris building with the cartoon whatever, the shooters are not apprehended.
Really?
So they're loose.
No,
so they have declared it a terrorist major, metro,
highest alert.
Huge, yes, everything in France. So getting back to the other news, former HHS official is sentenced to 25 years in prison for child pornography charges.
Wow.
I mean, how does this happen that they bring perverts into the system? Because there are perverts that run the system. That's how, ladies and gentlemen. Former HHS official sentenced to 25 years.
I would say if you want to have authority over people in general, like that's your desire, then you're a little perverted.
Yeah, and you're perverted, and you're probably prime people to come to work for places where there are lots of people that get involved. Health and Human Services official sentenced to 25 years.
Wow.
And by the way, have you seen the new Monsanto? We are the greatest thing that ever happened to food website. It's
no.
a Monsanto dot we are awesome dot I don't know what it is. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And pro-vaccine lobbyists are trying to ban Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from entering Australia.
That is
fresh on the heels of not being able to stop the criticism of vaccines. She has been banned, it looks like. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Josh.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns 80, the numbers 80.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Let's take some phone calls from you, finding out what is your on your mind, and perhaps if there's any chatter in your local areas as to what is taking place. Give us a call at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. We have France on the highest security alert that they could possibly be on, and they're comparing this to the Boston bombing. How that compares, I don't know. I want to go back to the story on pro-vaccine lobbyists are trying to ban Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She went on a radio show talking about how she was going to go to Australia and what message she was going to be bringing, and they pretty much decided they would stop that. So it looks like she will not be able to go. how horrible. So get involved. You can get involved in the situation and supporting her. In the email blast, 8 amazing health benefits of ginger. Eat more cultured and fermented foods if you want to be smart, slim, and healthy. Wow. I can't imagine anything else that you would want to be even more than that.
Happy.
Yeah, happy. Happy would be right, yeah. And 10 of the top reasons why eating garlic on an empty stomach is better for you. And the number one reason you must read ingredient list. The FDA admits they can't do their job, and that's a story by the Food Babe, so check that out.
They need more funding.
Yeah, they need more funding, more people, more money, more everything, so they can have more fraud and more money laundering. Let's go to TJ in Minnesota. That's the answer for everything. It's money laundering. TJ in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot on my mind, but I can only share a bit of it with Captain Riley this morning, and I'm going to focus on fracking and ethanol. As far as I know, and I know it firsthand, some of it, the ethanol part, it's destroying our water supply. So people are trading cheap gasoline for our precious water. And it really irritates me some days. And these Iowa farmers, oh, they're it. And the corn they're growing for ethanol is even worse than the stuff they were growing that's going in your corn syrup. And it would be really nice if you could get, and I know there's people out there that know more about this topic than I do, and get them on as guests also. And your guest earlier today was excellent, and I'm going to get busy and take care of a lame horse in cold weather and my hound dogs. God bless.
Oh, good for you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you very much for the phone call today, TJ. You know, he's absolutely right. Brings up some really important comments regarding oil and ethylene, ethanol, and what they're doing to our water supply for sure. Let's go to John in Ohio. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes, I haven't heard the rest of the program, and I just recently woke up and saw a little bit of the snippets about the terrorist attack in France, and they keep emphasizing what professionals these are, and I believe this is a false flag operation using the ISIS so-called relabeling of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Nusra, whatever the CIA now calls its foreign legion and its provocateurs, to incite an increase in Islamophobia. The people have been coming out against this kind of Islamophobia and seem to be the majority over there. And this could be an attempt to oppose that. And I noticed that when I just turned on the television, this so-called phony, I believe, CIA expert was quoting General Allen. Allen is the guy who is actually running ISIS in against Syria. And he is the guy who is calling for attacking the Syrian government instead of ISIS. Webster Tarpley on Tarpley.net, I think people should get that, and Voltaire.net, shows that this guy, who was disgraced just recently for his sexual peccadilloes, is now back into the State Department and is actually pushing for leaving ISIS alone and attacking the Syrian government, the only government that is fighting ISIS over there. We are wreaking death and destruction by financing these Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, ISIS terrorists against us. So to quote him shows me that this is a phony false flag to get us all upset against Islam again, which has nothing to do with these cutthroats and pirates and common criminals. There's an article you can read, major Islamic leaders worldwide condemn ISIS, and then it asks, well, why isn't the press telling us? Why don't we know about that? Because the press won't tell us this. So I see this as an attempt to incite Islamophobia, get back onto that whole track of fighting Islam across the world, when actually the only ones that we're supporting are really anti-Islamic types that are funded by Israel, the United States, and Saudi Arabia, have nothing to do with Muslims or Islam itself.
It's all about Islamophobia. Hey, thank you very much. Good points. Good points that you make. Right. It's all about Islamophobia. No matter where you look, it's just crazy. Thank you, John. Let's go to John in Texas. Did you have a comment to make, Josh?
No.
Okay. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Joyce. I missed the first couple of minutes of your show this morning, but I haven't heard you mention. I heard last night that Larry Pinkney got arrested.
Larry Pinkney got arrested?
What? Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I heard that last night, just before midnight.
Whoa. He's supposed to be on the show tomorrow.
He's facing up to 10 years.
What? Holy cow. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, let me check. Josh is trying to check it out right now.
And I just have to say, John, that you have the strangest Texas accent I've ever heard in my life.
Well, very weird. I'm from East Texas, Josh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we only get to drink water twice a year.
Yeah. That's funny. That is good. Hey, no, I am very disturbed about that, John. I'm pleased you called in. I need to find. I haven't heard from Phil. Restino.
Phil, call in and let us know what's up.
Yeah, Phil, if you're out there, please let me know. Thank you very much, John, for that information. Anything else you wanted to add?
Not really, no.
Okay, that is bad enough. Thank you, John, for the input. Let's go to Curtis in, I don't know where it was. I didn't hear it. Curtis, you're on the air. West Virginia. Go ahead, please, Curtis.
I'm here in Kaiser, West Virginia, and I want to add to that fructose subject. The fructose is so bad on it because they mix chemicals with it so that it is 10 times more sweeter than normal fructose. It's not the fructose that's hard on you. It's the chemicals they put in it like you were talking about.
Yes.
It makes it so dangerous. Also, I don't know if you're interested in this or not. In this area, Western Maryland, they talked about this on Fox News, but they never said much about it, about this terrible epidemic going around with this flu. I don't know what they're talking about on the news about it. I don't know if you've heard about it, but this has gotten pretty bad because I just got out of the hospital yesterday with it.
Oh, really?
First of all, let
me just say that we covered the story that the flu is much worse now because the flu shot is only working 25% of the time, they say. And in reality, we think that the flu shot is creating the problem among people with the flu infections. So what was yours like? Tell me how bad it was.
Well, up at Western Maryland Hospital, they got people standing in line trying to get to the emergency room. The only reason why I got in the hospital, I went in the arrhythmia attack. The flu is attacking your body in all different ways. When I was in the hospital, my own doctor told me that all these virus shots they're giving people, they gave them all the wrong shots. This epidemic we're having with the flu, this virus is unaffected. They don't have no medicine. They told me to have nothing for my symptoms I'm having, because I can't keep much in me. And they said they don't have anything for it, and they gave everybody the wrong shots, and this is not helping the virus around here at all.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a darn shame down in Beckley, West Virginia. A friend of mine works in the hospital down there saying they're having the same thing. The news media is not really telling people what's going on. I hear more from your program than you can hear on the TV. They're not telling everybody the truth what's happening out here. And we had a couple of children die up there, about 4 and 5 years old, and it's from adults. And the thing that gets me is the doctor just looked at me and said, well, we don't have nothing to give you. I mean, they got my heart back under control. That's no problem there, and I'm trying to eat now, but they don't have anything for it. How can they give virus shots, these vaccines to people, and give them all the wrong vaccine?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. How can they possibly do it? Because they do it, and that's their job. Absolutely. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it very much. I'm glad you're doing better, John. Glad you're out of the hospital, at least, for sure. I mean, Curtis, I apologize. Thank you for for calling in today and letting us know, because, you know, that's what they're telling people. That is shocking. That is absolutely shocking. By the way, Sam Bushman is on tomorrow. I said that Larry Pinkney was on. It's Sam Bushman that's on tomorrow. Thank you, Catherine, for letting letting me know. Okay, let's go to Dave in where? I don't know. Is it Dave in New York? Dave, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hello?
Hello there. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Joyce, so this is David Arkansas. I heard that Wolfgang, that investigator, Sandy Hook, a few weeks ago, he was tried. He was ran off the road by some people in one of those black SUVs. I just think we just need to pray for him and go to his side and maybe donate money for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have you donated money for him?
Yes, I have.
That is appreciated. Believe me, that is appreciated. He is really having a tough time, so...
I just wanted to tell everybody. Okay, bye.
Okay, let's go now to... We do have Phil in Florida and find out what happened with Larry Pinkney. Phil in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, can you hear me, Joyce?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on with Larry Pinkney?
Well, the connections here are different now with the calling in. You actually hear the radio, and then when the caller gets to you, you don't have that crackly sound. But Larry, as far as I know, Larry has been working hard to help Reverend Edward Pinkney, the activist out there in Benton Harbor, Michigan, where he was convicted by an all-white jury and is facing prison time up to 10 years. I think the website for that is Banco, BANCO.com or .org.
It's actually BHBANCO.org.
B-H?
Yeah, it's BHBANCO.org.
Oh, right.
I'm looking
Benton
at it right
Harbor,
now.
Harbor, yeah, thank you. And I just wanted to say something else, if I could. I called in with Ted, the host Ted that you've had on. I forgot.
Yeah, Dr. Brewer. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. And I think that we really need, they're talking about purging the generals and everything, and all all the trouble we're seeing. It's the point of reference they're using is 2009 when Obama took office. And I think something that we could start doing more is using the 9/11 attacks, the coup, as the point of reference as far as this takeover,
good point,
and loss of liberties. Because whether they plan on it or not, whether they intend on it or not, when they're referring to Obama, the left automatically digs in their heels, you know, and it just keeps fostering this divide of we the people. And I suggested to them, and he had Dave Hodges on, and I suggested that let's start using the coup that happened on 9/11/01 as the point of reference for this. And you had the Bush and the Republicans first purging the generals because they weren't going along with the illegal wars. And then they didn't go along with Cheney's false flag on Iran, you know. But we also had the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act of 06, you know. So if that's what I want to suggest to the radio hosts, and not just make it Obama, because it
good
does
point.
Foster this left-right divide. And now,
good point. Good point.
Hey, Phil.
Thanks,
Phil,
guys.
I have one question for you, Phil. Can you verify that it was not Larry Pinkney that was arrested, but again, it was the Reverend Edward Pinkney that has been arrested again? Is that what the case is?
I know that. I can't clarify. I talked with Larry just the other day, actually. If they say it happened at midnight last night, I can't clarify that. But I do know that the up to 10 years and all that was his friend, Reverend Edward Pinkney, in Benton Harbor.
Good. Well, I think I'll have Catherine email Larry or call Larry right now and see if she can get an update on him. Make sure everything's okay. We certainly want to know. Thank you very much for calling in today, Phil. Thank you. Let's go to...
No problem.
Let's see. Who do we have on the line?
Ty in, I believe, Wisconsin.
Ty in Wisconsin. Ty, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good day, Joyce.
Morning.
Yeah, I've been waiting a couple weeks to announce this, but I do make my living online, and, you know, everybody's familiar with Bitcoin, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, since Bitcoin came out, there are over 600 different crypto or digital currencies out there.
Whoa.
Well, there's one that has come out. It's coming out of China, or I should say the Asian Pacific arena. The actual head office is in Bangkok, Thailand. It's the first gold-backed digital currency that's being regulated by Basel in Basel, Switzerland, which is a banking regulation firm.
Okay? What's it called?
It is, I'm going to tell you, it is whipping around the internet. There are offices spreading up in Dubai, London, New York, that are getting ready for the massive retail acceptance of here comes U-Token.
U-Token. All
yep.
right. And
now,
so we're, you, why you, no. is it U, T-O-K-E-N?
It's U-T-O-K-E-N.
Okay, are you selling U-Token?
I'm not going to say if I am or not. That's not the reason I'm calling.
Okay, let me just say, I get that's kind of the feeling, the yeah. reason why you're calling. I just was wondering.
Joyce, I'm telling you, honestly, it's not. Okay? What I'm
okay, why,
about
tell me why you think this is going to be so much better than Bitcoin. Why is this the new improved Bitcoin?
Goldback.
Okay, I'm telling you, because it's the only gold. They have a gold reserve that's backing it up. Just like the Federal Reserve dollar is not backed by gold, there's nothing backing it. This is the first digital currency that's backed by gold. Okay.
Wow. Then I correct myself then. I'm impressed. That is
right.
impressive. And Basel, right. Switzerland. So is Switzerland, the company of origin, going to back this with gold?
Okay. Basel, Switzerland, I forget the acronym, but it's like Banking Committee something or other.
Okay. Stay right there. Stay right there. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Good call. Interesting. Thank you, Ty. We'll be right back. 3 minutes.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
After the hour, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to thank Sam Bushman for doing the show tomorrow on the Power Hour. Josh and I will be back on Friday, and we'll let you know what surprises we have for you then. We're talking to Ty in Michigan right now, or in Wisconsin, who says that the U token is going to be something that is gold-backed. Now, is this the first and only gold-backed digital coin that we know of, or have there been others that have failed or maybe are out there still, Ty?
Okay, from what I understand, you know, I've been watching these crypto and digital currencies. George Soros is even trying to create his own digital currency backed by gold with the group out of Canada, but I don't know if it's taking off. This is the first gold-backed digital currency that is being accepted right now. The other side of the coin, pun intended, okay, is that, okay, we're all familiar with Amazon, all right? Mm-hmm. The Amazon of China is called Alibaba.
Right.
All right. The U-token is going to be accepted by, the name of the company that's actually generating U-token is called U-Fun. I don't know that it's an acronym for anything, but UFUN is going to have its own website. It's out there now, and I don't know if it's something you want me to...
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Website. Call back in. That's okay. Call back in maybe and update us on how this goes. Real quickly, though, give me a one-line answer. Why did Bitcoin tank?
Because it is decentralized and because it's not gold-backed.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. U-Token, ladies and gentlemen. It appears we have a gold-backed digital currency on the way. Let's go to Steve in Ontario. Steve in Ontario, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Steve?
Good morning. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. What's up?
I just look at everything that's going on with the religions worldwide. And I mean, I've done enough reading and listening to know that I think that the powers that be are looking to have a one-world government, a one-world bank, and a one-world religion. I think it's ironic that the Pope comes out and all of a sudden starts supporting the global warming or human-caused climate change agenda just out of the blue. He's supporting
right.
it now.
And Fox News is supporting the Pope every single day. There's a news story about the Pope. It's just
right.
incredible. You're absolutely right. Okay, we know that. Now, we know this, one-world religion, one-world government, one-world everything. We know it's planned. What is your comment about that?
My comment is I don't think it's any coincidence that the largest religions, the most accepted religions in the world, are being torn down through just heinous crimes, whether it be the Muslims or whether it be the Catholics with all the pedophilia throughout the church, whether it's what Israel's doing in Palestine right now, that religion's being made to look bad. And the United States is the largest Christian country, I believe, in the world. And look at how bad they look on the world stage with everything that they're doing around the world.
Okay. All right. I got to move on because I've got other callers. Thank you very much for the phone call. I think we all agree with you on that. John in Ohio. Another John in Ohio. Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Joyce, I have to say, the worst time to have...
You're not another John. You're not another John. And I asked John if you were another John, and you said no. You said you were another John.
I did not say that. I'm saying that the worst person to have on in this context is Bushman, a rabid anti-Muslim Islamophobia inciter on tomorrow. I really think it's the worst possible timing to have that man on. He's been on before, and he's going counter to everything you're saying.
Well, I'm surprised at that. I got to talk to John.
John, are there any Muslims in the world that hate, you know, Americans or Christians?
Well, I got to find out about that. I'm sorry we can't take any more phone calls. I apologize. I did not know that Sam Bushman felt that way. I will give him a call today. You all have a blessed day. We'll see you we won't see you tomorrow, but the Power Hour will. And we will see you on Friday. Thank you, Josh. Good job.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You all have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you at the Power Hour. Thank you all so much for joining us, and please support the Power Mall.